Hello. I don't know if you guys can hear at all. I've never done Twitter space before. Can you guys even talk here? If you can't, you should use the Discord, and then I can talk with you guys. It's kind of the same as like YouTube, right? I think. Maybe. Maybe, yeah. Or is this like, I don't know. Anyways, I have to practice my signature today, and then I have to sign a bunch of things for Off-Kai, so it's more fun to do it in like a Twitter space, I think. Am I allowed to say that? I hope so. I had an idea for my signature earlier, but now that I'm practicing the one that I thought of, I don't really like it. But maybe if I do it more like the other way I thought, let's try. This. I think maybe that way it looks really stupid too. Maybe this. Oh, maybe. No, actually, it still looks really stupid. You guys ever had to like do a signature for something? It's a lot harder than it looks. I don't know how you're supposed to make it look cute. No, oops. Like this. Probably gonna end up using like this entire notebook to practice until I run out of pages. Maybe I'll get more inspiration like this. Let's see. I had like a vague idea of what I wanted to do, but then I tried practicing it a couple days ago. Oh my God, my chair. And it turned out really, really, really ugly. Let's see. Maybe. No. I got this. If I try like this. Ew. Thinking of these things is so difficult. Okay, I think maybe I'm gonna blame this on the pen that I'm using. There we go. Shit. Okay. Maybe if we get it like the right color, right? Or maybe not. This is kind of a problem. Having the right color pen does make a difference, so I feel the creativity in my blood now. Actually, no, I don't. I lied. I lied. I lied. I lied. How do I spell my name again? I don't remember how to spell my own name. Kind of an issue. That way looks stupid. I wonder, is anyone here going to Ofkai? Because if you are, then you'll probably get one of these if you come to the meet and greet for Face Connect members. And it'd be kind of cool to have like a signature by one of us, right? Then you can like frame it or something, and it could be like a prized possession. And then one day it'll probably be worth like, I don't know, maybe like $1,000 or something. Or maybe like you'll have to pay someone to take it from you. Maybe. Ofkai? No one's going to Ofkai here. You guys should. You guys should. All of Face Connect is going, so what's stopping you? Can it? What? When you and then you and then you and when I don't know what to do now. Maybe. Sing a Goofy Goober song. I'm a Goofy Goober, yeah, bum 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 bum. You're a Goofy Goober, yeah, bum 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 bum. We're all Goofy Goobers, yeah, bum 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 bum. Na 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 na, yeah, bum 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 bum. Da na da 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 da. I'm a kid, you say. When you say I'm a kid, say again. Da, thank you very much. Da, bow, bow. Da, da, set you free. I'm a Goofy Goober. Yeah, bum, bum. Is that the wrong version of the song? There's like SpongeBob movie, right? With like. Oh, they like died in the movie, I think. It's the only version of it I know. Some reason, it kind of reminded me of like, when was it? I was singing like, Forbidden Memories and stuff last night, right? And then like, one of the memories that came to my mind was actually about like watching SpongeBob as a kid, and then I remembered that like these CDs used to exist, right? Back in back, let me close my pen. Back in the day, there was like these CDs that used to exist from like different TV shows, like Pokemon and like SpongeBob. There was also like Strawberry Shortcake. I specifically remember Strawberry Shortcake, but like also other things like Haunted Mansion or like Powerpuff Girls, Hi Hi Puffy AmiYumi, and there were like original songs or like cover songs that were like specific to the groups. So like does anyone know like the Team Rocket song from Pokemon? But it's not like the actual Team Rocket song. It's the one that's like Team Rocket's gonna follow you. We're gonna capture Pikachu. Yeah, stuff like that. So like I used to have one of those CDs. Well, actually I used to have a bunch of them, Rinmulto and I. And like one of the my favorite one that I had was the Strawberry Shortcake Christmas Carols one. And I remember like yeah, the Team Rocket's Rockin' song. That's the bitch. Yeah. But I used to like listen to the Strawberry Shortcake Christmas Carols all year round. It was my favorite CD. And like I remember the like the packaging for it was like pink and it smelled like strawberries. And Rinmulto hated it. She absolutely hated it. All she ever wanted to play was a fucking Pokemon one. And I remember like one day we were playing together and I had like the Strawberry Shortcake song playing and she hated it so much that she fucking broke it. She like broke it in half so she could play her stupid Pokemon one. And then this Team Rocket song got stuck in my head. And that is the story. Based in Moto. No, fuck Rinmulto. It's so mean. Have you heard I Can't Decide? Isn't that the one that's like, I can't decide whether you should live or die. You'll probably go to heaven. Da-da-da. Hang your head. Something like that. Ow. The redeemable thing about four kids, the song used for Pokemon. I only remember that song. Only remember that song. From the CD or like what else was it? There was like the Christmas carols from the Haunted Mansion. I remember that one because like every year that like Christmas comes around, I always like remember. Wait, that just unlocked like another memory I have in my head. Okay, have you guys? I might do like a stream about this sometime soon. So maybe this won't be the only time I mention it, but like, did anyone here ever like watch Hitalia or like ever play like the Hitalia fan games? Gain is a bit high. I'm on my phone right now. Yeah, it's my phone. Yuri, Yuri, Yuri. Wait, can I make you? Can I invite to speak, Yuri? You can speak if you want to. But, what was I saying? Hitalia. It's like, this anime series about like the countries becoming people. It's very racist. It's a horrible, horrible, horrible show. It did not age well at all. But back in the day, I used to like really, really, really love Hitalia. And like there was this like fan game that they made, for Hitalia that was called like Heta Oni, I think. It was like based off of the game Owl Oni, but it was like Heta Oni. And they had so many AMVs and like songs from that. I remember there was this one Rihanna song that like I would always get stuck in my head and like sing because it was like one of those Heta Oni AMVs. Wait, now if you guys are watching this on the Discord, I'm gonna try to find it right now. Heta Oni AMV. Is it this one? These videos are 9 years old. No, not this. It's like this specifically. Oh, they're so cringe. They're cringe, but they're free. I think it's called this. No, dang it. Wait, did I find it? I fucking found it. It's this one. This video came out in 2015. Yes. Oh, but Discord. This one. It's this one. Oh my gosh, it's only funny till people like actually understand Hitalia and like watched it back in the day, but it's so fucking funny. The Hitalia song. Oh my gosh, I'm unlocking so many memories. I used to love Hitalia so much. Like, as a kid, I used to roleplay. Oh. Well, you know, I guess it doesn't matter. I used to roleplay Hitalia on this website called Tinier Me back in the day. Video's unavailable. What? It's not blocked on my end. Wait, actually, that wasn't even the right one. No, wait, hold on. Hold on, hold on, hold on. It's this one. Leah, what the fuck is this? Another Tinier Me player! Really? I used to be so obsessed with Tinier Me. You know, like, when they did the 7-Eleven cards where you can, like, upload currency to your Tinier Me card and then, like, use that to gacha in the game? I used to have one of those. I actually still have it somewhere. Wait. I keep unlocking memories. Now I have to see if it's where I left it. Yes. Yes, I have it. I wonder, maybe I should upload a picture of it. It would be pretty funny. But I'd have to, like, censor out the name I used to use. Because it's very old. Anime cons were crawling with Hitalia Fujols when it was big. I never went to an anime con when Hitalia was big. Because I was too young. But I do miss. How do you find these 200 view YouTube videos from 10 years ago? It's in my old YouTube. It's in my old YouTube account. I have it saved to a Hedda Oni playlist. Where are the anime boys covered in blood? Because in Hedda Oni, they all die. They're not anime boys, actually. Those are countries, excuse you. You have, like, God. I can't even, like, explain Hitalia because it's so bad these days. Like, it's, like, an anime about the countries as humans, but they take, like, really bad stereotypes and make them into, like, the characters' personalities and stuff. It's a horrible anime. It's something that did not age well, but the ending is still a fucking banger. Yeah, that's all I have to say is the ending, the original endings are so good. Hardcore stereotype. No, fucking tomato song, not that one. There used to be like this one AMV, but there was one AMV for like, Romano in Spain. That I used to be obsessed with as a kid. It's too many. Yeah, it was bad. I'm not condoning it or anything. I'm not saying it was good. I'm just saying that I'm remembering from, like, back in the day, there was, like, Hitalia, you know? You're looking for the tomato AMV. I don't. Here, I'm gonna find the one I'm talking about. It's called, what was their ship name? Spemano? Yeah, here it is. There you go. Oh, it looks so good when I post it on YouTube. When I post the link, whatever. It's not bad, I hope. But like, with Hitalia, I feel like there are so many other things that came with it. Like, if you guys were into Hitalia in the day, do you remember the one fic about Germany and the watermelon? Because I remember that one. Or like There was like the one about like Germany and the watermelon, and then there was also one about was it Prussia? Prussia the ampute. Okay, I'll stop. Did he put the thing in fruit? No, he did something else with the watermelon. I d d was He gives like reverse birth to the watermelon. Yeah. It's just a fact, right? Imagine not being able to watch it. Exactly. The Spamano one is so good. Oh, never mind. Take down the link. I just saw that there. Well, actually, your ex was one of the Hitalia fans who heard about it. I was so into Hitalia back in the day. It was pretty. Yeah, my favorite Hitalia character back in the day, I will shamefully admit, was England. Yeah. It was England. And I also really liked Spain. England, Spain, and I I'm sorry. Okay, let's see. England, Spain, and America. Well, okay, how could you not like England though? He was like every child's like everything that like children thought was cool, England was, because he was like a stupid British chuny, right? Stupid British chuny. You like Celan. Celan's kind of like tiny boy. Celan's cute. Who else? Was it like all the other like what were they called? Like the Nordic countries that were really cute? So edgy, yeah. But you know, like back in the day, everyone used to be obsessed with like British people, and like you thought being British was like cool or acceptable. There's like, Doctor Sh no, not Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange, is he British? I've never seen Doctor Strange. But no, wait, the guy from Doctor Strange is one of those people, right? There was like, back in the day of like Tumblr and stuff, there was like Doctor Who fans, Doc something else Doctor fans, and Sherlock is the one I'm thinking of. Super Hulock, that's what it's called. Super Hulock. Yes. People were obsessed with that. So like being British was socially acceptable back then, right? Yeah. Super Hulock. Yeah. Super Hulock back in the days of Tumblr. It's like nobody uses Tumblr anymore, but like I used to be very much on Tumblr. And like, do you remember like if you were on Tumblr, what was it called? The Misha Apocalypse? That they would have like all the time, where like you would just go down your Tumblr dashboard and it would just be like Misha Collins everywhere and like memes about Misha Collins. I don't even remember what some of those memes said. It's all the trending chat. I feel like everyone was part of like Super Hulock. You were on Tumblr, we can tell. I was very much on Tumblr. Like, there's no record of my Tumblr anymore. I deleted it. Like, every Tumblr account I ever had and every connection I ever had with Tumblr, I deleted a very long time ago. But it's still like, I feel like it shaped who I am as a person because, like, you have like Super Hulock making fun of British people. Italia I was on the Voltron fandom. Yeah, fucking Voltron too. I was a part of the Voltron fandom too. Fucking DashCon too, and peeing in the ball pit. I remember seeing that all the time back then. Not the Lorax shippers. Remember? Wait, I think there's like a wiki page now of like Tumblr sexy men. Do you remember when like the Onceler from the Lorax was like a Tumblr sexy man and everybody would lust after him and you would go on Tumblr.com and be like just pages of dashboard being like, oh, the Onceler is so dreamy. Oh, I love the Onceler. And then it'd be like a random post. It's like, I want Komaeda too. Redacted, redacted, redacted. And then just like more posts about the Onceler. Where's all the Homestuck bros at? I miss Homestuck. I read the whole thing, but I wasn't very involved in the Homestuck Tumblr community. But I remember I had the biggest crush on Aerodin from Homestuck. And like, man, that's as far as like my Homestuck days. But no, not the Whistler! I'm deleting that. I'm deleting that. I'm deleting it. No, get out of here. Get that away. Goodbye. I wonder who else is like a Tumblr sexy man wiki. Sexypedia is the name of the page. No, I forgot. Bill Cipher from Gravity Falls was also a Tumblr sexy man. And Sans Undertale. How could I forget the OG Tumblr sexy man, Sans Undertale? That's no, not Glamrock Freddy. Not the way Glamrock Freddy would be a Tumblr sexy man these days. No. I thought I like grew up and I thought I would be free, but Glamrock Freddy technically is like a Tumblr sexy man, isn't he? Mabel Pines? No. Do you know? Sans was after Tumblr. Wait, I have to unshrimp completely. I keep trying to like unshrimp. I'm like worried my chair is gonna make more farting sounds. Okay. We've been good, kid. Come on. No. Dave Strider was also Tumblr a sexy man material. I didn't like Dave Strider. I only liked Aerodin. I was very loyal to Aerodin. You're awakening so many repressed memories. I want to go through the sexypedia right now. Okay, let's see. Classes or forbidden characters? Gaia from Genshin Impact is a forbidden characters. This is a list of characters that aren't sexy people. Often there are classes in which a character falls under tropes of a sexy person, but aren't one in proper. It can be due to a variety of reasons, such as overpopularity of a franchise or not fitting the definition. But I feel like Gaia kind of fits it, right? There's a sexypedia? Yeah. Pinky! From Pinky and the Brain? Wait, the painting of the Starry Night by Van Gogh is categorized as a sexy person on the Sexypedia. Aerodin, my beloved. Okay, let's see. I don't understand. Okay, so there's like different classes of sexy men. Wait, I need water bottle. Ow. Damn. Okay, let's see. If it's a sexy painting, I didn't make the Sexypedia. I am simply a bystander. Okay, so Onceler and Sans are part of the same class of sexy people. They're called Apollyon, a once in a generation phenomenon. Remember when Leah was working and not the fuck? I was working on something, wasn't I? Am I gonna have to incorporate? Oh, I thought I was getting bonked by fish. Okay. Leah needs to teach all these people about Tumblr sexy men. Is that what we're gonna do for lessons with Leah? Do you guys want like lesson? Let me lesson with Leah. Tumblr sexy men. Just Tumblr sexypedia. Sexypedia. We can plan that for next week. Thanks, guys. I appreciate. No, it's too late. It's too late. I already put it together. Professor Membrane. Wait, Gary from Sponge. Oh no, that's Gary from Eeb. Do it. No balls. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm putting it on the schedule for next week right now. You getting bonked by Sakuna? No. It's for something else. I still don't know what to do for my signature. I feel like I should have been focusing on that. No, yay. Make it a member stream so only true fans can hear it. No, I'm giving you guys a members only stream next week. I can't gatekeep stuff like this for people that aren't members, though. I feel like even the common folk have the right to know about the Tumblr sexy men. Right? Yeah. Good thing I reinstated my membership. Can you guys hear my cat molding in the background right now? It's so funny. She hates Tumblr sexy men. Okay. Let's see. I'll go back to doing my signature so we can have a say-so stream. Oh, now it looks like I gave this boobs. If I could just get the top of this more round, this would be the perfect signature. Yeah. Why is it Ash and Larry and not Leah and Iori? Because it's a Yaoi stream, obviously. Oh yeah, we did stream in about an hour-ish, I think. Okay. I should probably I think I talked for too long anyway. Yeah, okay. I'll end Twitter space here because I've talked for too long instead of getting work done. But yes, now you can look forward to Tumblr Sexy Man stream next week. Thank you guys for all of the good brain juice. And I will go finish signaturing before stream. Make sure you come to mine and Yuri's collaboration stream. But before you come to our collaboration stream, make sure you go check out Yuri and Lumi's debuts. Okay, thank you. Bye.